This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave, in for Terry Gross. Every year since 1915, an anthology called The Best American Short Stories has been published. Short story master John Updike, along with current series editor Katrina Kennison, have selected the best of the best of these past volumes, and the result is a hefty book called The Best American Short Stories of the Century. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Let's be clear about one thing from the outset. These are not the best short stories of the 20th century. Even John Updike, who had the final say on the selection of these stories, admits to the inevitability of falling short of the Platonic ideal of bestness. Some worthy authors had to be excluded because none of their stories were ever included in the annual Best American Short Stories volumes, from which these, the pick of the litter, were chosen. John O'Hara is in this category. Other writers like Maeve Brennan were axed because their tales are set outside of the North American continent. And some writers were passed over simply because, well, Updike, along with series editor Katrina Kennison, did the selecting, and not you or me. All these critical carpings noted, however, the Best American Short Stories of the Century is still a pretty glorious selection. If the health of the short story, as contemporary doomsayers insist, is indeed failing, this anthology demonstrates that not only was the genre dazzling in its prime, but any funeral arrangements are premature. So who made the cut? Quite an eclectic crew. There are the stalwarts at any gala gathering of short story writers: Sherwood Anderson, Eudora Welty, John Cheever, Raymond Carver, and Mr. Updike himself. Over by the hors d'oeuvres table is Isaac Bashevis Singer, holding court with the post-World War II generation of great Jewish writers. Boogieing on the dance floor are the middle-aged keepers of the flame: Ann Beatty, Tim O'Brien, Laurie Moore. And off in a corner, there's William Saroyan pontificating. His characteristically gassy story wouldn't have made my list. Finally, on the fringes of the celebration stands a cluster of writers, unknowns, wondering if their invitations were a mistake. Mary Ladd Gavel is my favorite discovery in this crowd. She wrote a witty story called The Rotifer, first published posthumously in 1967. It was her only published story. Updike wasn't irresponsible enough to anoint the best of the best, but I just might nominate Philip Roth's 1960 short story, Defender of the Faith. I can't help it. I adore Roth, and this story is so alive, so simultaneously funny and horrifying, that it reveals Roth's indebtedness to that ghastly progenitor of the American short story, Edgar Allan Poe. It also exemplifies the poetic intensity, the ruthless paring down of language to the bone that marks a great short story. Defender of the Faith takes place in an army training camp in 1945. Our narrator is Sergeant Nathan Marks, a veteran of the war in Europe. Sergeant Marks's toughness is tested by another soldier, a fellow Jew, who teaches Marks about the extremes of love and hate one reserves for one's own kind. But maybe Roth's story, focusing as it does on wartime particulars, is too circumscribed. Maybe to be the best of the century, a story should stretch itself toward the universal. If so, Lawrence Sargent Hall's The Ledge, also published in 1960, would take top honors. In The Ledge, a father takes his son and a nephew duck hunting on a rocky shelf of land projecting out into the sea. Their boat drifts away, and the three are stranded as the tide rises around them. A father's overwhelming love for his son, the cruelty of nature, The Ledge contains these timeless themes. But maybe it's too much of a boy's story, what with that duck hunting premise and all. Maybe Updike's own magnificent 1980 story, Gesturing, is a better choice for all-time best, focusing as it does on the enduring bond between an estranged couple. Here's how Updike describes the about-to-be ex-husband's attempts to accustom himself to his solitude. Each hour had to be scheduled, lest he fall through. He moved like a water bug, like a skipping stone, upon the glassy, tense surface of his new life. Or maybe the best of the best should be a story that deals with immigration, the collective strand, Updike says, in America's collective story. From Benjamin Rosenblatt's 1915 powerful tale, Zelig, about an old man from Russia petrified by the pandemonium of the Lower East Side, to Gish Jen's so-so 1995 story, Birthmates, about Asian-American assimilation, immigration is indeed the theme here, as is death. In fact, so many of these stories deal with death that rare comic spirits like Dorothy Parker make a reader yip for joy. In her foreword to this smorgasbord of short stories, Kennison respectfully quotes one of her editorial predecessors, who defined a good short story as a story which is not too long and which gives the reader the feeling he has undergone a memorable experience. I like that definition. It's understated, assured, somehow intrinsically American, just like most of the stories collected here. They may not be the ultimate best of the century, who finally can say? But almost all of them are pretty darn good.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. This is Fresh Air.